How's everybody doing? Everybody find a seat. Keep your hands to yourself. Okay. All right, let me tell you a story that happened just yesterday. Everybody listen up. I'm the only one talking. Yesterday, I was going to watch Bethany Black, a girl who grew up in our church, twirl for Arkansas Tech. And so as we're going up there, we're with a group of people. Greg Ray, sitting in the front seat driving, and I was next to him. And my team, the Baylor Bears, were playing. And y'all, I'm ashamed to say they were getting creamed. I mean, they were getting creamed. And I get a little animated and upset and things like that. And so finally, if I remember right, I said something like, "Ah, we're just going to get beat. I'm going to give up." And I turned it off, didn't I, Greg? Well, we're sitting, and Greg's words to me, iron sharpens iron. Greg's words to me, or Bill, they could win. Now I'm thinking, he's out of his head. They hadn't won. They hadn't hardly beat anybody this year. So we go to the game. We're watching the game, and I just happen to turn on my phone to see how bad we're getting beat. And I turn it, and there I see that Baylor is behind by 2 points with 4 minutes left, and we have the ball. And if we kick a field goal, we go ahead and potentially win the game. So I'm watching and I'm getting all excited. And sure enough, we drove down the field and we kicked a field goal and we're up by 1 point and there's a minute and 20 seconds left and they start driving and all we have to do is hold them. And I'm thinking, oh, there's no way we can do that. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? No, what happened was we won. And I was so excited because we won. But the problem was that I'd given up. But the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And so Mr. Greg had told me, "Bill, don't give up." And I didn't listen to him. So Greg, I apologize. I'll never give up ever again on a football game, thanks to you. Huh?
Till this Sunday.
I don't know who he played this Sunday, but it might be bad. So anyway, encourage one another. Don't give up. Keep doing your best, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. May they understand that life is not always easy, but the thing the Bible teaches is never give up. Keep on fighting. Keep on trying. And Lord, we thank you that you help us during the good times, but you're also there for us during the difficult times. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.